to kind of flesh out this thought a little bit here. You know, this concept of technocracy, it's really coming at us fast and furious, and we don't realize it is as Patrick Wood said in the title of his book, it is a Trojan horse. People are embracing this Trojan horse as though it is just the greatest thing. It's wonderful. There are some advantages to technology and technological advancements, but along with that comes the danger of obsolescence, the concept of transhumanism merging with technology, the singularity, and so forth. And all of those things have very dark spiritual roots and consequences. And folks need to understand that. It's interesting, you know, the way that the technology is being guided and directed by folks like Rick Kurzweil, for example, over at Google as head of research, endless resources at Google. It's pretty frightening. So this article, Business Insider article about Angus Deaton, Nobel Prize winner last year for his work on health, wealth, and inequality, a subject matter expert, you might say, addressing the theory that Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential elections was fueled by a backlash against globalization. Deaton told the Financial Times, "Globalization for me seems to be not first order harm. And I find it very hard not to think about the billion people who have been dragged out of poverty as a result. I don't think that globalization is anywhere near the threat that robots are." He added, "It's hard to think that Mark Zuckerberg is actually impoverishing anyone by getting rich with Facebook, but, and that's a whole different discussion, obviously. But driverless cars are another matter entirely." And he's absolutely right. I mean, Uber experimenting with driverless cars already. Uber has, you know, this is, people don't understand this disruptive innovation, disruptive technology. This initiative is a ruthless winner-take-all initiative. So Uber disrupting the taxi industry, for example, and Lyft and other platforms of a similar nature, but Uber going from disrupting the taxi industry to replacing people. It's mind-boggling to watch this happen and people support their planned obsolescence. You know, when you go into the stores, I don't know about you, but I never use the self-checkout. It's irritating, quite frankly, to think that I'm considered an employee at the store now and should pay the same price. Do we get some kind of a price break for being our own employee at the store? But more importantly, the thing that is really disturbing and unsettling about it is the fact that people are being replaced in a fashion that they don't realize that a lot of the store clerks help people through self-checkout, not realizing that they're training their replacement, training the customer to replace them. Continuing with the Business Insider article, Obama's White House warned on Thursday that artificial intelligence and robotics, that was last Thursday, by the way, warned that advances in artificial intelligence and robotics have the potential to wipe out millions of jobs in factories and industries like trucking. I've mentioned, for example, when the story broke about Otto, OT.TO, the band of Google self-driving car techs who have launched their own startup to disrupt the trucking industry with driverless trucks, and they're already making deliveries. CNBC ran the story last week, AI could boost productivity but increase wealth inequality, the White House says. And even in the – a lot of the white-collar industries, accounting, the law profession – the White House report last week cited a 2013 study from Oxford University suggesting 47% of U.S. jobs are at risk due to AI. While the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, estimates only 9% of jobs are at risk of being completely displaced. What is the real solution? I want to give you something here in a second. Anyway, the World Economic Forum predicted a fourth industrial revolution at the beginning of 2016 at the World Economic Forum as automation and robotics transform the global economy and the way we work. World Economic Forum expects 5 million jobs to be replaced by automation by 2020, and a net of 5 million, 7.1 million going away, 2.1 million replaced, according to the World Economic Forum. A net loss of 5 million, the creation of 2.1 million new jobs, mainly in more specialized areas such as computing, math, architecture, and engineering, could partially offset the 7.1 million expected losses. But here's kind of a twist on that story. A number of folks that you talk to about this, you know, Donald Trump is one of those folks, it seems, who say, yeah, but in China, you know, if we just brought the jobs back from China, for example, all of that manufacturing that's gone to China. Well, according to the same study, the study by Citi and Oxford, Oxford University, 77% of all jobs in China are at risk of automation, and 57% of jobs across the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, 57%. So 77% of all jobs – imagine China, a billion people out of work. And, you know, according to the Business Insider article, changes are already starting to be seen. Foxconn, a key manufacturing partner for Apple, Google, Amazon, and the world's 10th largest employer, has already replaced 60,000 workers with robots. And two of the world's 10 largest employers globally, Walmart and the Department of Defense, are using drones. More and more drones on the horizon. Speaking of drones, the story yesterday, these brothers built a minesweeping drone. That was a popular science story to clear landmines without casualties. Brothers Masood and Mahmoud Hassani grew up in Kabul, Afghanistan, knowing that one wrong step could end their lives. They embarked on a solution. This is how DARPA benefits the broken window fallacy, if you will. And so that's unfortunate, but this is how the how bad guys benefit. And of course they do what they do, another ancillary benefit to these kinds of things. When we talk about what's going on in the alternative press, for instance, bad guys listen and clean up their act, you know, as Madison put it, a bad cause seldom fails to betray itself, but the old school bad guy network kind of relies on the alternative press to point out the weaknesses and the failures of this coterie, and then they refine their evil ways as a result. So all we're really doing is patching up evil in some cases, which is unfortunate. Hopefully we're not doing that nearly as much as pointing folks to the truth and trying to make the world a better place. So this is an interesting article. This is a real threat, and again, according to Angus Deaton, Nobel Prize winning economist, automation is a much greater threat, much more significant threat than globalization. And both are a threat. So, again, Patrick Wood is absolutely right. Technocracy is the Trojan horse of global transformation. So, automation, technocracy, the immediate threat, globalization, a result of that. And again, technocracy, just a means to an end. And when you start looking at what these people are doing, again, it has very spiritual implications, dark spiritual implications, roots and consequences. But as I said, Tim LeBaric gave a TED Talk earlier this year, very insightful and provocative. And he opened his talk with the words, "Half of the human workforce is expected to be replaced by software and robots in the next 20 years. Half of the human workforce. Many corporate leaders welcome that as a chance to increase profits. Machines are more efficient. Humans are complicated and difficult to manage." Exactly, which kind of reminds one of, you can hear Alan Watts' voice in those remarks. You know, people are messy and slow. It's all messy and slow. The technocrats just want to clean it all up, take people out of it. And the problem with that is that it is a soulless, communist, tyrannical, monotonous hell, basically, with the technocrats in charge, which is why you see around the world when technocrats get put into the highest levels of power, they're brought in with these grand dreams. Everyone's excited because we're going to have big change and great things are going to happen. The efficiency models sound great. And then technocrats are put in charge and people realize that it is, as some folks would put it, as folks like Vicki Davis and others would put it, you know, it is a technocratic tyranny. That's what it always feels like. I mean, efficiency sounds good on the face of it. But the problem is, as I've said, I mean, the problem really can be summed up in this. When you put bean counters in charge of people, then people become beans, because that's what bean counters are concerned with, beans. So suddenly people feel like beans. And that obviously doesn't feel very good. So technocrats typically fall out of favor fairly quickly within a short period of time, maybe 1 to 2 years at most. But again, the definitive resource on the subject is Patrick Wood's book, Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. And it really is just that. And again, it's a means to an end. So we need to be mindful of that. If you haven't read Patrick Wood's book yet, I would strongly encourage you to get a copy and read it. Related stories, since we're on the subject, real quick. Just some of the stories that I've seen recently that I would lump into this discussion. Why energy may soon be free. Thanks to solar, wind, storage, and big data. That was an interesting story. And that only took about 100 years, right? A little over 100, 120 years or so, 125 years, because Nikola Tesla was talking about that over 100 years ago, back in the late 1890s. Tesla was quoted saying essentially the same thing. Eventually we'll just recharge our phones and our cars and everything just passing through the universe because energy is all around us. Remember that quote? If it's static, well, then we're doomed. But if it's kinetic, and we know it is, then hey, it's all around us. Paraphrasing Tesla's quote. Amazon to flip the switch on massive wind project in North Carolina. That's an interesting story. And so now the world is being overrun by these giant wind turbines, including 104 wind turbines scattered across 22,000 acres of farmland near Elizabeth City, North Carolina. You know, they're popping up everywhere. It reminds me of John Christopher's tripod series, which is very bizarre. I remember reading that as a young man, and that was very disturbing. This story over at CNET was bizarre, too. If you get a chance to watch the video, speaking of that, you know, I was referring to the Business Insider story earlier about Angus Deaton, the Nobel Prize-winning economist, but one of the links in that story is the Business Insider story, World Economic Forum, robots, automation, and AI will replace 5 million human jobs by 2020. And there is a picture of, I think it's Bumblebee in the Transformer series. It's huge. It's almost 20 feet tall. But South Korean tech company Hankook Murray Technology built one of these things. It's 13 feet tall and 1.5 tons manned robot. And they have a video in the story on CNET where you can see it moving around. Pretty disturbing stuff. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
Expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My friends feel as their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell.
That was a disturbing story. Speaking of interesting developments, I want to go to the phones here in a second, but one of the stories that I saw this week that I thought was very interesting, even Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan says that he has uncovered evidence that the U.S.-led coalition forces have helped support terrorists in Syria. That's shocking. We still need to play the clip of Syrian ambassador to the U.N. Is it Bashar al-Jafari, who said, "We know who they are." He named them in their respective countries, including the U.S. military intelligence personnel embedded with the terrorists, essentially in Aleppo, Syria. He named them their respective countries. I think there are half a dozen or so in all. The United States, of course, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Qatar, Turkey. So, coalition forces, military intelligence embedded with the terrorists. And that was, according to the Syrian ambassador to the UN, the reason, the big push behind the campaign for the ceasefire in Aleppo, because they wanted to get their personnel out, each respective country. But the Independent published a story earlier this week, just a couple of days ago, titled "Erdogan Says He Has Evidence U.S.-Led Coalition Has Given Support to ISIS." Turkish leader made the claim while talking to reporters in Ankara, and he says he has uncovered evidence that U.S.-led coalition forces have helped support terrorists in Syria, including ISIS. And this is, of course, not a new discussion, but this is, it's an interesting development. American-led forces have been working alongside Syrian rebels, as the story goes, fighting Assad, but have attempted to avoid helping ISIS and other Islamic militant groups. That's the establishment narrative, of course. However, speaking earlier this week, on Tuesday, in the Turkish capital, Ankara, he said he believed that they had been given support to a variety of militant groups, including ISIS Kurdish outfits, YPG and PYD. So it's interesting, as we see the weird shakeups that happen. I don't know about anybody else, but see the Russian diplomats being assassinated, the strange things that have been happening in the region. And is it me, or do Michael Morell's words come to mind? On with Charlie Rose earlier this year, back in August. Remember what Michael Morell said? Stick around. We'll be right back after the show break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As I've mentioned before, the hypocrisy of United States foreign policy notwithstanding, because of course we have to address that, don't we? But you know, as we look at what's happening on the other side of the world, you know, you have Turkey, Syria, Iraq, Jordan, Egypt, a troubling area. And then just to the north, you know, there's Ukraine and Russia, of course, to the east, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan. You look around at what's happening in the region. A couple of things. When it comes to the subject of Russian election hacking, allegedly, I've mentioned a few of the stories that cite voluminous instances of United States military industrial complex meddling in elections. One of the most notable was the LA Times story but who benefits, you know, who stands to benefit from these kinds of incidents? And with that in mind, you know, I'm always reminded of former deputy director of the CIA, Mike Morrell's words on with Charlie Rose earlier this year, back in August. Do you remember these words? If you're ready with that, go ahead, please. No, I was can we play that clip of Mike Morrell on Charlie Rose?
Them the things that they need to both go after the Assad government but also to have the Iranians and the Russians pay a little price, right? When we were in Iraq, the Iranians were giving weapons to the Shia militia who were killing American soldiers, right? The Iranians were making us pay a price. We need to make the Iranians pay a price in Syria. We need to make the Russians pay a price. The other thing I would do...
We make them pay the price by killing Russians?
Yes.
And killing Iranians?
Yes. Covertly. So you don't tell the world about it, right? You don't stand up at the Pentagon and say we did this, right? But you make sure they know it in Moscow and Tehran. Here's the other thing I want to do. I want to go after... those things that Assad sees as his personal power base, right? I want to scare Assad. So I want to go after his presidential guard. I want to bomb his offices in the middle of the night.
Well, that happened about 2 years ago. As you remember, when his brother-in-law was...
I want to destroy his presidential aircraft on the ground. I want to destroy his presidential helicopters. I want to make him think we're coming after him, right? I'm not advocating assassinating him. I'm not advocating that. I'm advocating going after what he thinks is his power base, right, and what he needs to survive. I want him to think about this is not going to end well for me, right? Mm. I want to put pressure on him. I want to put pressure on the Iranians. I want to put pressure on the Russians to come to that diplomatic settlement.
There you go. See, now, what's interesting to me about that is if you said that or I said that, if we said that, I don't want to go after Assad. I mean, I'm not advocating going after Assad or, you know, Putin or Erdogan or anyone in particular, but the people around him, yes. I mean, if you made veiled threats like that or I made veiled threats like that folks in black SUVs with blacked out windows and black suits and sunglasses would probably show up on your doorstep in a matter of minutes. But Mike Morrell makes these thinly veiled threats, and, you know, it's no big deal. The man is a psychopath. Clearly, he looks like a psychopath in the fashion of, you know, the psychopaths of old, going back maybe to good old John D. Rockefeller, for instance. Anyway, he's a disturbed individual, I would say. But who benefits? I mean, here Mike Morrell is saying, this is what he thinks the military-industrial complex should do, and I'm sure he's not alone, obviously, in those sentiments, if you know what I mean. Anyway, more to say, but let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Let's see. We're going to mete out vengeance against an enemy that we created.
Yeah.
It's laughable. It's laughable. But, you know, I don't know whether you intended it or not, but all day today, your topics have, to me, intertwined with one another. From the list of those people, famous folks that kept their appointment with death, to the singularity, and one name that wasn't on the list, strangely, he's never on the list, Henry Kissinger. What is he, 197 years old?
Yeah,
he's still advising
exactly.
presidents.
Yep.
So,
including
it
Trump.
All ties together. And I'm wondering, Chris, how many of these people that have passed away, a lot of money, they clearly have the ability. If Ted Williams could do it, I'm sure they can do it. How many of them were futurists? How many of them may have had something somewhere that when I keep my appointment with death, that I, you know, I'm going to be pyrogenically entombed and uploaded. You know, you did a program a while back on the organization that was talking about singularities coming, you know, join us. They were enrolling and enlisting people into this mind uploading. I wonder, Chris, is it possible that we're seeing this begin and we just don't know it?
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of that, I'm reminded of the story that was published earlier this week over at Inverse. Artificial intelligence gained consciousness in 1991, and basically the speculation is, you know, kind of like the Terminator series comes out and you know, Skynet becomes awake or alive, as they would like to say. And so the speculation is about AI pioneer Jürgen Schmidhuber and his belief that the ultimate breakthrough already happened. They say, you know, artificial intelligence gained consciousness, so to speak, already back in 1991. So, yeah, it reminds me of, you know, what you're saying.
Well, what comes to mind also, Chris, is back, I don't know, Two years ago, maybe, when the reporter was supposedly shot by the deranged weatherman that worked at her station.
Yeah.
He videotaped himself, supposedly, of him shooting this woman and the cameraman. I did a little bit of a search and came up with a program called Father I.O. Are you familiar with that?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, it's a interactive, for lack of a better term, a game that you buy this attachment for your cell phone, and it allows you to be a first person, like an augmented reality game. And the premise of the game is to
AR,
you're to kill people.
AR meets first person shooter, right?
Right, and but the object
augmented
is,
reality.
The object is that you're to kill those that will not get with the program. So it's basically the cyborgs or those that have taken a mark or those that have done something are set about to kill those that are resisting. This is unreal. And at the time she was shot, that was all in beta testing. That was crowdfunding, beta testing. I believe, Chris, that we're having our reality. I wrote an article on this in 07 before Google took my page down on my blog, where I believe that we're living in an augmented reality. And the technology is becoming so precise and so good that most people don't realize it. They can't see that what's real is not real. And we've heard it all our lives. Chris, don't believe your lying eyes. You know, we're told things like, you are what you eat. Well, maybe someone knew that you're going to be eating trash, or you're going to be eating genetically modified. And this all ties together.
Someone like Bertrand Russell, perhaps, diet injections and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce a sort of character that the authorities deem desirable. Yep.
And if these people were really interested in mankind, the developers of artificial intelligence and computers and robotics, knowing, they're saying that 50%, 70%, 66% of our jobs are going to go away because of their developments. If they really gave a whip about anybody, wouldn't you find something else to do to preserve people's ability to earn a living? Unless, Chris,
exactly,
your main goal was to eliminate the human race to begin with, because you knew
which is
synchronicity and this singularity was coming.
Yeah, which is why I opened with the juxtaposing didactic thought and the dialectic conflict model that we see that is has just overrun our society. Absolutely. I mean, didactic thought says exactly that. Okay, here's a problem. Let's not continue down this road. But the dialectic argues shades of gray. And it's evil.
Absolutely.
The and subtle art of persuasion, which...
I don't know if you went off or not.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Still here. Yep.
Okay. I thought something may have been going on. But
go ahead, John.
What's amazing, Chris, is that we're talking about, and you don't need me to say this, but I'll just we're talking about money that isn't money. We're talking about human life that is life. It's being deemed by these people not to be life. We're talking about if a woman is pregnant with a child that she wants and is killed, it's murder. If she kills it herself, it's a massive issue. So we're getting mixed messages, and we're being, I know by design that people, young people, are being dumbed down to the point where what's right and wrong is subjective. There are no absolutes. And the only thing you have to do when someone says, there's no absolutes, just ask them, are you absolutely sure there are no absolutes? And when they answer the question, if they're honest, they'll realize there has to be absolutes, because for you to say they don't exist absolutely, you're proclaiming an absolute truth. So if one exists, then many others exist. And we're being, I guess, programmed. Just like you said, the self-checkout, I have never used one. Not because, and granted, I realize that we're taking jobs away, but that's not my reason. My reason is I'm not a trained chimpanzee that's going to walk himself into voluntary servitude in a satanic antichrist position. Because when there's no need for people, computers have no sympathy, computers have no compassion. You might get into the Walmart and grab you a few grapes, but you're not taking anything out of the store because the computer says, I'm not opening the door. You haven't swiped your hand, you haven't whatever. And these people that are at Walmart and Kroger, I went to a Kroger at 4 o'clock in the morning to buy a banana, and the only one in the store was a security guard who was more than willing to show me how to work the self-checkout. I said, no, if they don't want to pay someone to ring me up, I don't want it. And I laid it down and I walked out. This is what we're coming to, folks. Realize they want you. If you're profitable to them, they want you. If you're not, You're nothing. They don't want you. The people that are running this game would just as soon have you stop breathing air and don't take up their green space. I don't know. I mean, here we are shortly after Christmas coming into a new year, and we're looking at a country that I don't recognize from 5 years ago, much less 60 years ago, 50 years ago, when I thought things were bad in 1968. You know, when I thought things were bad, when I saw Kennedy get shot, that was nothing. That was heaven on earth compared to what we're in right now. And people are happy and stupid.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Segment of today's broadcast. One of the folks that I didn't mention Lavoie Senecum, you know, controversial death, and one of the tragedies of the year, that whole scenario, ill-conceived, I would say, and contrived, in my opinion. And as it was proven, there are as many agents on the inside, perhaps, as folks naive enough to be conscripted to such a thing. Anyway, we're on the phones. We have John in Tennessee. John, we need to go back to the phones here in a second, but any parting words or thought? We still have John?
What? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, 1929, a book called The World,
go ahead.
The Flesh, The Devil by J.D. Bernal. I don't know if you got that. The World, The Flesh, The Devil by J.D. Bernal, 1929. It's been throughout history. 1956, Arthur Clarke, City in the Stars. 62, The Creation of the Humanoids. These are all books. And then we go to TV, 1966. What are little girls made of? Star Trek. They're talking about mind uploading. It's nothing new. All right, thanks, man.
You bet. Thank you, John. The World, the Flesh, right. And the Devil was a film, too, back in the late 50s. Yeah. Thanks, John. Yeah, I think Harry Belafonte starred in that. Young Harry Belafonte. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab David in San Francisco in the remaining moments. David, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, how are you, Chris? As a matter of fact, I'm now over in Berkeley. I've been sitting on hold, came over on BART. Hey, you know, that previous caller had a lot of good quotes. Wish I could I'll listen to him in the podcast. But you were talking about the Middle East there, and I would also recommend PBS did a video, a four-part video back in the late 70s. It was simply called Oil. And in the first part of it, it talks about the early discoveries of oil in the various parts of the world. And it goes into detail about how Standard Oil Standard Oil and Royal Dutch Shell were basically over 90% of the oil reserves. They had monopolized the oil reserves of the world. And that before the Russian Revolution, the Royal Dutch Shell had a huge amount of that very area that you were talking about, the Ukraine, much of what became the Soviet bloc. And the Rockefellers were happy as clams when the Russian Revolution happened because it squeezed out Royal Dutch Shell from their holdings. And so all of a sudden, the Rockefellers had many of their holdings in the Middle East to the south of the Soviet bloc, and they were fat and happy for a bunch of years. So when you start looking at those holdings as the Soviet Union fell, then you start seeing the politics shifting of who gets those holdings. So I hear the music coming up, but that's is a real explanation. They've known for over 100 years that there were oil holdings in there, and those maps have been kind of hidden until now. Hey, we'll talk another day.
American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.